And we're back on the South Side in the locker room, Tunch and Wolf. And we are graced at this point with the presence of a young lady who I'm excited about, because I love when people pour out their lives in service of other people. And we have Miss Monica Orlick, who's the CEO of Operation Troop Appreciation. And Monica, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing just fabulous. You know, I love the fact that you got involved in this. You started this. As I understand it, you started this back in 04?
Yeah. Yeah, we became a nonprofit on July 1st of 2004.
Wow.
That is really something. And you provide care packages to deploy troops. What got you interested in serving in this capacity here?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I had a very good friend who was deployed to Iraq with the Pennsylvania National Guard, and I had been sending him and the guys in his unit items that they needed that they just couldn't get at the time.
Right.
And I'd been looking for a way to do more because I recognized that there is a greater need than what I could do for this one unit. I mean, if they were in this shape, everyone over there was probably in the same shape and needed help. And it just so happened that it was the 4th of July on 2004. I went to an event down at Soldiers and Sailors Hall, and standing next to me was Kristen Holloway, who is our founder, and I started talking to her, and before you know it, I said, do you need some volunteers? I do sales and marketing in my day job, and you know, maybe I can help you. And she said, absolutely, you're on board. 13 years later, it's a second career and my passion. So. Yeah.
So Monica, you had a bunch of the Steelers there this past week. And, that must be first of all, when you provide an opportunity for guys to serve like that, that is a great opportunity, you know, because because guys are going, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And when you provide that kind of vehicle, I'm sure the guys that showed up, man, they were just ecstatic about doing that.
Oh, yeah, I already told them that starting the second week of February, we expected them to show up every Saturday morning. But they did an awesome job. That's what was so great. So, you know, you really kind of had to be there to appreciate it because I'm 4'8", and most volunteers are probably 2 or 3 inches taller than me. So there's all these volunteers that are really small and these four big football players. And they are just following us around, and, you know, they knew who was boss. It was great. But, you know,
I love that. Because I'm picturing Gerald Hawkins, because you had L.J. Fort, you had Gerald Hawkins, Terrell Watson, and Jordan Dangerfield there. Now, Gerald Hawkins is 6'6 and 320 pounds, and you're 4'8"?
Yeah.
My goodness.
I was standing next to him, and I went, just how tall are you? And he said, I'm 6'6". I said, yeah, I thought you were about a good 2 foot taller than me. He started laughing. He couldn't even rest his elbow on my head. His elbow was too high, you know. It was crazy. But they were so wonderful. And
good.
I think you don't realize, you know, a lot of people really don't realize the operation that we run. And, you know, we do two programs. We do our active duty program for our troops overseas as well as our veteran welcome home program. And we had quite a number of welcome home kit requests that needed to be fulfilled. So the timing of them coming was perfect. And when they did show up, they worked. They were like, put us to work. Show us what to do. And they did it so efficiently. I was paired with Terrell.
All right.
You know, which was awesome because he was telling me about his brother, and you know, he said, "Well, you know, I know he goes to, you know, bad places, and he's special forces, so he can't tell us what he's doing." And I said, "Oh, we're familiar with that. We get the message, you know, confidential as per OPSEC, and we know that they're very specialized forces in very dangerous places, and that helps us prioritize." I said, "So understand, you know." And he said it was so personally important to him to know that he was making a difference in these veterans' lives. And we did a total of 11 veteran welcome home kits. And I am proud to say that Terrell did 4 of those.
Wow.
I said, you know, this is the A-team here. He and I were just barreling through. But as he was doing it, he said, your process is so efficient. I mean, we really do have, it's an assembly line. Mm-hmm. You know, so you start with the pots and pans and dishes and heavy items and move all the way down the line until you get this big, a full pallet full of supplies.
Wow.
Packaged for this veteran. And he said, this is like, there's no stress. You've made this so easy. Like, this is so much fun. It's almost like doing a puzzle, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had to laugh because we recently reconfigured our whole shelving and assembly line. And this is the first time that I'd packed under the new system. And we did our first kit, and he had the whole thing memorized. And I said, how? You know more than I do. Because I always said, oh, I can't find the scissors. He goes, they're right here. Boom, you know. I said, how do you do that? He goes, I have to memorize plays.
Yes.
And they took their football skills and applied it to this project. It was fascinating.
So, Monica, where are you guys located? And if people want to get involved, how do they do it?
Yeah, we are located in West Mifflin in the South Hills Industrial Park on Lebanon Road. If anyone's familiar with Hot Metal Harley, we're very close to them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have a 13,000 square foot warehouse space, which is where our operations headquarters are located.
You know, the beautiful thing that you provide there too, Monica, besides the great assistance to our troops overseas in the deployment, and number one, a touch of love from home, which we've packed some things when my son was overseas in Afghanistan. So I know that it's greatly appreciated. But for the players, you know, so many people can provide some money, which is always appreciated. But to actually go in and participate in the packing and put, you know, that part of yourself in there, giving of yourself, that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be able to participate in something like that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I signed these guys up. I'm like, you think you're done? No, you did too good a job. You know, but that's really, I think, what the testament is to why we've been successful for 13 mm-hmm. years with a 100% volunteer staff. I mean, we besides our rent and our utilities, we have no overhead because we don't pay anybody. The services that help us run our charity provide those services pro bono because they wanted to do something tangible to say awesome. Thank you to those who volunteer to protect our freedom. And
you have
that's
a website?
Really the principle by which we were founded. They volunteer to help us. We volunteer to serve them.
Monica, that's awesome. Do you have a website or number people can go to contact?
Sure. They can go to OperationTroopAppreciation.org. There's a contact us link on that on our page. There's a donate now button on that page. You can also like us and follow us on Facebook. Just do a search for Operation Troop Appreciation. You know, we need all the support we can get. You know, the Welcome Home program, you know, is pretty costly because everything we provide to those veterans is brand new. You know, these are veterans that are coming out of homelessness or they're transitioning out of the military or some sort of inpatient care for physical, psychological, or even substance abuse recovery. And a lot of times they've lost all their possessions. So we make sure that, you know, when they get that VA help for housing and they get their job and they get into their new apartment, they don't have to worry about getting a bed to sleep on, getting pots and pans to cook with, things to clean their new place with. That's what we provide. We fill a gap in service that nobody else provides to these veterans. And they're so appreciative, and it's a way to make sure that they stay on an upward trajectory to being well and healthy, and that it's given as a gift and a hand up, not a handout.
Yeah. Well, Monica, God bless you. That's great. Appreciate your service, sweetie. Thanks
we
for
love
joining
it,
us.
Man.
Yeah, thanks for joining
just
us.
Awesome.
Well, we
Thank
love you guys.
Yeah.
There's a Steeler fan welcome sign on my office door out there. So if you guys want to come out, I'll be happy to give you a tour.
Wolf and I are doing our show at the commissary at the Reserve Center tomorrow. So
cool.
Yeah, we
it's
do that
a
every
great place.
Yeah, we do that around Veterans Day and to honor our veterans as well. So we'll be there tomorrow if you want to come out and hang out with us.
And I would love to.
But I'm going to be at an event that we have, a fundraiser in South Park all day working.
All right. Oh, awesome.
Well, good for you.
At some point, I would really love to come out and see the facility.
You are welcome anytime. You just let me know.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Monica.
Appreciate you,
Monica.
All right.
You betcha.
Appreciate it.